hope y'all have been drinking a lot of caffeine this morning, because you know what? It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us today is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said name a classic TV show in two words, in which the respective words rhyme with the first and last names of a famous writer. Four letters in the first name, five letters in the last. Who is it? Well, the show is Get Smart. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And that rhymes with Bret Hart.
Get Smart, I remember because of the shoe phone, right?
Yeah, that's it.
My Nick at Night is paying off. I did not get this correct, though. But we got just over 400 correct submissions. And this week's winner is Mary Butler of Columbus, Nebraska. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been playing on and off for about 5 years.
So how did you get this one?
Well, I don't watch that many TV shows, so I just looked up a list of classic TV shows.
Really? That was a smart way to do it. So what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I like doing crossword puzzles, and I also like doing crafts like sewing.
Oh, okay. Well, Mary, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Mary and Aisha, I'm going to give you some words. For each one, think of something that starts with the first letter of my word and that fits in the category named by the rest of my word. For example, if I said factor, you would be looking for the name of an actor that starts with the letter F. Some of these have multiple answers. All you need to do is think of one.
Okay.
Number one is scar, S-C-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for a make of car starting with S.
Okay. Do you know a lot?
You know
of,
one, yeah, Aisha?
I know. Do you got one, Mary?
I'm not a car person.
Okay. Like a Sonata?
Sonata. Well, that's more a model, I'll give that to you. You could have said Subaru, Smart, or Suzuki. Those would have all worked.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I never know make or model. I always get confused.
Yeah. Here's your next one. Aisle. A-I-S-L-E. You know the ABC Islands? You know what the A of the ABC Islands is?
I'm not familiar.
Gotcha.
My grandma used to go here. My grandparents would go here a lot. They loved it.
Go ahead.
Aruba.
Aruba.
Oh, okay.
Could have said Antigua, Anguilla. Those would have also worked. Here's your next one. Crank. C-R-A-N-K.
Colonel.
Colonel, Captain, Corporal. Those all work. Broom. B-R-O-O-M.
Bedroom,
bathroom, right? Thorn, T-H-O-R-N.
Trombone.
Excellent. Tuba, trumpet also work. How about this? Bride, B-R-I-D-E. And you're looking for a ride at an amusement park. And this is one of my favorite rides. You get in it and you try to ram other people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bumper cars.
Bumper cars, right.
Okay.
Swine, S-W-I-N-E.
Oh, I'm not a big wine drinker.
Yeah, you know these names, though. I'll tell you, you could have said Sauvignon Blanc, Syrah, Sauternes,
yeah.
Shiraz, Sherry, Sangria, those all work.
Okay.
How about Cape, C-A-P-E?
Okay.
Can you think of an ape starting with C-H?
Chimpanzee.
Oh, good. Oh,
chimpanzee,
good.
Is it? And here's your last one. Trapper, T-R-A-P-P-E-R.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Excellent. Good, good. I was going for T-Pain, T-I, Tupac. Those also all work.
That's great. Well, Mary, look, that was a tough one, but you did a great job.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Less nervous now.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Mary, what member station do you listen to?
I actually listen on the NPR One app.
Oh, Oh, that is nice. That's very modern. We like that. That's Mary Butler of Columbus, Nebraska. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Jim Vespi of Mamaroneck, New York. Name a well-known U.S. city in 9 letters. Change the 3rd and 5th letters to get the name of a beverage. What is it? So again, a well-known U.S. city, 9 letters. Change the 3rd and 5th letters to get the name of a beverage. What beverage is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, August 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.